Actually, this international crisis report is actually according to opinion and the views of our government and especially NCP that every result which concluded by this center of international group about crisis, all this information are built on false information, and we are not recognizing what is inside this report, what is the content of this report, because the situation on the ground here in Sudan is totally different than what reflected in that report. About the political situation here in Sudan, now our government is opening door widely for all political parties and social groups to discuss the future of Sudan politically, economically, socially, culturally, and in addition to the views of different groups about the relationship between Sudan and international community, as well as with neighboring countries in Africa and in Arab area. And according to the situation here in our country, everything is now allowed, especially about freedom and political parties and the press. Freedom also is allowed. We have actually an act organizing the political parties and organizing how to compete in the general election. And
but the report suggests that the NCP, and for that matter President Bashir's government, has not resolved chronic conflict that has exacerbated ethnic and regional divisions in the country. Is your government addressing those issues?
You know, actually, our government, the NCP, you know, signed a CPA, Comprehensive Peace Agreement, to resolve, and we have resolved, actually, by acceptance of what resulted by the referendum carried in the South, and we are ready to implement all what mentioned in CPA, including ABA and all other outstanding points, according to what agreed upon in the year 2005. Regarding the crisis in Darfur, actually, the government is working very hard designing a strategy for peace achievement in Darfur internally with all internal, political, and social groups here. And also, we are ready to, accept what is concluded by the Forum of Doha, which is specialized to resolve this problem without any period condition, without excluding of any issue or any.
Do you think that your government is resolving problems among ethnic groups in Sudan if South Sudan succeed in July?
Yes, I think that we are now succeeding to solve the problem of the South. And this is actually not, to be stated by us only or. But the whole world knows that we are fulfilling our promises, and also we are very keen and very serious to solve the problem. But what is now standing as a obstacle against our efforts for achieving peace, the foreign agenda and the intervention in the domestic problems of Sudan by other, powers that seeking the benefit and interest in the resources of Sudan, and they are making use of creating conflicts and disputes between different, national groups here in our country. But if they leave us, I think that we can solve this problem in no time, because we have no prerequisite.
But there are suggestions that your government does not have a plan to restructure Sudan when the South becomes an independent country. Does the NCP or your government have any plan at all to guide Sudan in its future prospects?
Yes, I think that our NCP now is having a comprehensive plan for the future. And we are now actually running to establish and to form a broad-based government. And I don't think that now we are we are sitting idle, that the plan is already designed and we have strategy for the upcoming 25 years. And this strategy, you know, divided into 5 years. These 5 years, current 5 years, we have completed all what mentioned in this strategy, and we are going ahead to relate all mentioned in that strategy, including peace and including sustainability of the political system, and sharing of power with all political parties, depending and relying on the pre-election, which now adopted as a system of competition between different political parties.
One of the main opposition leaders, Al Turabi, was recently released from jail. How do you expect other political parties to participate in Sudan's future if you are not allowing dissent or you are not allowing the opposition to participate in the democratic process in Sudan?
You know, actually now the process of our government is to allow all parties to compete, and you know, the base for this is to carry an election, conduct election, and the party which will have support of the people that entitled to vote in the election should run the country. And actually, NCP is ready to be an opposition at any time if other political parties in the future win this election. And as I told you, that now NCP is having a special secretariat and circles for discussing different national agenda, including peace, including the political system and development of our country in all aspects, and for the whole, for the prosperity of our people, and for continuation of economic development in our country, including infrastructure and etc. And on 9th July, all these views will be ready to be implemented according to what announced by our Marshal, Field Marshal Omar Hassan al-Bashir, the president of the country.